The national posted price on peanuts this week stayed the same, $424.51 per ton for runner-type peanuts. Shell market price is still stronger. It was at 50 cents a pound, now up to 59 cents for jumbo runners, 58 cents a pound for medium runners in runner-type peanuts. Peanut splits, mainly used for making peanut butter, is up now to 0.57 or 57 cents a pound. The loan now has 1,767,000 tons placed in it from the 2016 crop. They expect they'll have, similar to last year, about 2.2 million tons when it's all said and done. But those peanuts will be placed in the loan at $355 per ton. The farmer's loan will be repaid when the shellers pull those out for the shelling process. Checking on the inspection so far, about 2,650,000 tons. There should be about 3 million tons when this crop is finished. Contract prices being offered in the Southeast were showing now as of December the 1st, mostly $425 per ton for new crop peanuts. And we're seeing some differentials based on $25 more for seed premium and another $25 per ton if you are located close to the shelling plant. That is being done as a freight differential, often mentioned as the difference between the $425 and $450. There's also some higher prices, $450 to $475, for high-oleic peanuts this coming year. High-oleics are thought to give a higher shelf life or a longer shelf life for some peanut products. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.